glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of the world. When autumn arrived in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan. A solitary place, he consulted with Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami. So he asked Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami to help him to go to Vrindavan. Leave early in the morning, and I will go, and no one will even know who I am. I will take the road to the forest. I shall go alone, and I will not take anyone with me. And if someone tries to follow me, if they want to come with me, please stop. I don't want anyone to go with me. Please give me your permission with great pleasure, and do not be unhappy. If you are happy, I shall be happy on my way to Vrindavan. And this, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami replied, "Oh Lord, you are completely independent. Since you are not dependent on anyone, you will do whatever you desire. But dear Lord, kindly hear our request. You have already said you will derive happiness from our happiness. This is your own statement. And if you will, please accept just one request. And if you do so, we shall be so happy." "Oh Lord, here is our request. Please take one very nice Brahmin with you. Saying no and yes at the same time in such a sweet way. But what are they thinking of? And who are they thinking for? Not sweetly, because what's sweet is inside. Please, Prabhu, take one very nice Brahmin with you. And he will collect alms for your cooking. He will cook for you. He will give you prasad. And he will carry your water pot as you travel. When you go through the jungle, there will be no Brahmana available from whom you can accept lunch. Therefore, please give permission for at least one pure Brahmin to accompany you." Mahaprabhu said, "But I shall not take any one of my associates with me, because if I choose someone, all the others will be unhappy. Such a person must be a new man, and he must have a peaceful mind. If I can obtain such a man, I shall agree to take him with me." Swarup Damodar then said, "Here is Balabhatta Bhattacharya. He has great love for you. He is honest, he is a learned scholar, and he's advanced in spiritual consciousness. And in the beginning, he came with you from Bengal. And it is his desire to see and visit all the holy places of pilgrimage. Addition, next request, you may take another Brahmin who would act as a servant in route, and he would make arrangements for your food. If you could also take him with you, then so that you don't need these things, but for our happiness and peace of mind, you play. Please take. If people go with you through the jungle, there will be certainly no difficulty or inconvenience for you. The other Brahmana can carry your cloth and water pot, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya will collect alms, and he will cook for you. Only admitting I have no love for Krishna, and no sweetness in my heart, and no sweet feelings." Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the request of Swarup Damodar Pandit, and he agreed to take Balabhadra Bhattacharya with him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited Lord Jagannath, and he took his permission and and now. And started immediately. He was not seen by others. Because how much the devotees agreed, yes, you can go. They couldn't let him go. He had to go in this way. How could they say no? The Lord wanted to go. How could they say yes? They would leave him. He would leave them. Because the Lord had departed, the devotees, unable to see him early in the morning, began to search for him with great anxiety. And while the devotees were searching for the Lord, Surya Damodar restrained them. Thus, everyone felt silent, knowing the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But a bandit walking on a well-known public road, and he went along by a bypass. He thus kept the city of Cuttack on his right as he entered the forest. When the Lord passed through the solitary forest, he was chanting Krishna's names, and the tigers and elephants saw him, and they gave way. And when the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers, elephants, rhinoceroses, and boars came, and the Lord passed through them directly. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much afraid to see these wild animals, dangerous animals. But by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, all the animals stood to one side. One day, a tiger was lying on the path, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking along the path in ecstatic love, touched the tiger with his foot. But said to the tiger, "Chant the holy name of Krishna." And the tiger immediately got up, and he began to dance and chant, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." Another day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to drink water. And while the Lord was bathing and murmuring his Gayatri mantra, the elephants came before him, and the Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephants and asked them to chant the names of Krishna. Elephants whose bodies were touched by the water, splashed by the Lord, they began to chant Krishna, Krishna, and they began to dance and sing in ecstasy. Some of the elephants fell to the ground, and some screamed in ecstasy. Their souls. Seeing this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was completely astonished. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle, and hearing his sweet voice, all the does, the deer, they came near him. Hearing the Lord's great vibration, the does followed him on the left, on the right. While reciting a verse with great curiosity, the Lord patted them very gently. He said, "Danyasma mudagateo apiharinyeta yanandanandanam upattavachitravesham akarnavenum ranitam sakrishnasa uddam Blessed are these foolish deer. Approached the son of Maharaj Nanda, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the does and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the jungle. 5 or 7 tigers came, and joining the deer, the tigers began to follow the Lord, and singers and the deer following him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered the land of Vrindavan. And began to recite a verse that described the transcendental qualities of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord. There is no hunger. There is no anger. There is no thirst. And there, although naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animals live together there in transcendental friendship. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Chant Krishna, chant Krishna," the tigers and deer began to dance and chant Krishna. And all the tigers and does danced and jumped. Balabhadra Bhattacharya saw them and was struck with wonder. I wonder if Srila Prabhupada thought of this while he was preaching in the United States in the early days. The tigers and deer began to embrace one another, and touching mouths, they began to kiss. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, he began to smile. And finally he left the animals. And he continued on his way. Various birds, including the peacocks, saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They began to follow him, chanting and dancing. They were all maddened by the holy name of Krishna. And when the Lord loudly chanted,
Haribol!
He loudly chanted,
Haribol!
He loudly chanted, Haribol!
Haribol!
And the trees and the creepers became jubilant, ecstatically happy to hear him. Thus all living entities, some moving and some standing still in the forest of Jarikanda, became maddened by hearing the holy name of Lord Krishna vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the villages through which the Lord passed, and in all the places he rested on his journey, everyone was purified, and everyone was awakened to ecstatic love for Krishna. When someone heard the chanting of the holy name from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone else heard this chanting from that second person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everyone and all countries became a Vaishnava. And through such a disciplic succession, everyone chanted the holy name of Krishna, and they chanted the name of Hari, and they danced. And they cried, and they smiled. God did not always manifest his ecstasy. Sometimes, being afraid of great assemblies of people, he kept his ecstasies deeply without, concealed. And although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his natural ecstatic love, everyone, nevertheless, became pure devotees simply by seeing and hearing him. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally toured Bengal, East Bengal, Orissa, and the southern countries, and he delivered all kinds of people by spreading Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jarikanda on his way to Mathura. He found the people there were almost uncivilized and were devoid of God consciousness, predicting Lalu. Take that out of the tape or I won't be able to get back into India. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave even the Beals an opportunity to chant the holy name and come to the platform of ecstatic love. Thus he delivered all of them. Who has the power to understand the transcendental pastimes of the Lord? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the Jarikhanda forest. He took it for granted that it was Vrindavan. When he passed over the hills, he took it for granted that those hills were Vrindavan. Similarly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw any river, he immediately accepted it as Yamuna. And while in the forest, in this way, he was filled with great ecstatic love. And he danced, and sometimes he fell down in the forest, in the jungle. He fell down crying. Along the way, Malabhadra Bhattacharya collected all kinds of spinach roots and fruit whenever possible. Whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited a village, a few brahmanas, 5 or 7, would come and extend invitations for him to eat. Some people would bring grains and deliver them to Malabhadra Bhattacharya. Others would bring milk and yogurt, and still others would bring ghee and sugar. In some villages, there were no brahmins. Nonetheless, devotees born in non-Brahmin families came and extended invitations to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Balabhadra Bhattacharya used to cook all kinds of vegetables gathered from the forest, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to accept these preparations. Bhadra Bhattacharya used to keep a stock of food grains that would last from 2 to 4 days. Where there were no people in the jungle, he would cook the grains and prepare vegetables, spinach, roots and fruits that he collected from the forest. And the best vegetables. And he was even happier when he had an opportunity to stay alone in a solitary place. Malabhadra Bhattacharya was so affectionate to the Lord that he was rendering service just like a menial servant. His assistant brahmana carried the water pot and the garments of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord used to bathe 3 times a day in the warm water of the waterfalls in the jungle. He also used to heat himself morning and evening with a fire made of the limitless wood. While traveling in the secluded forest, and feeling very happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the following statement. My dear, I have traveled far through the forest, but I have not slightly even received any trouble. Krishna is very merciful, especially to me. He has shown his mercy by bringing me on this path through the forest. Thus he has given me great pleasure. Before this, previously, I decided to go to Vrindavan. And on the way, I planned to see my mother and see the river Ganga and other devotees once again. I thought that once again I would see and meet all the devotees. And I wanted to take them all with me to Vrindavan. Thus I went to Bengal. And I was very happy to see my mother, the river Ganga, and all the devotees. However, when I started to Vrindavan, many thousands and millions of people gathered and began to go with me. Thus I was going to Vrindavan with a big crowd. But through the mouth of Sanatana, Krishna, Sanatana Mukhe Krishna Amashikaila. How humble is Mahaprabhu? Through the mouth of Sanatan, Krishna taught me a lesson. Thus, by making some impediments, he has brought me on a path through the forest to Vrindavan. Krishna is an ocean of mercy. He's especially merciful to the poor and to the fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Balabhadra Bhattacharya and told him, "It is only by your kindness that I am now so happy. Prabhupada replied, "Yes, Mahaprabhu, you are correct. It is through my kindness. All those who think Balabhadra, Bhattacharya replied in that way, say Hari Bol." "My dear Lord, you are Krishna himself, and therefore it is you who are merciful. And I am a fallen living entity. But you have bestowed great favor on me, fallen. And you have brought me with you. You have showed me great mercy, and you're accepting food prepared by me. You have made me your carrier, Garuda. Although I am no better than a condemned crow, thus you are the independent personality of Godhead, the original Lord." He's saying that the independent Lord has the independent ability to bestow his causeless mercy wherever he wants it. He can sprinkle his kripa anywhere he desires, regardless of the recipient's qualification. The personality of Godhead has the form of Satchidananda Vigraha, transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisances unto he who turns dumb into eloquent speakers, and the lame he enables to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Famous verse. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam mangayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam. In this way, Balabhadra Bhattacharya offered his prayers to the Lord. By rendering service unto him in ecstatic love, he pacified the Lord's mind.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yeah.
going to Mathura, he came across the river Jamuna several times. And as soon as he saw the Yamuna, he immediately would jump in, falling unconscious in the water in the ecstasy of love for Krishna. And when he approached Mathura and saw the city, he immediately fell to the ground, offered obeisances with great ecstatic love. When Sri Chaitanya Mathura, he took his bath at Vishramgat. He then visited the birthplace of Krishna and saw the deity named Keshavji. He offered his respectful obeisances to this deity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced and made loud vibrations. All the people were astonished to see his ecstatic love. One Brahmana fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began to dance with him in ecstatic love. Both of them danced in ecstatic love. They embraced each other, and raising their arms, they said, chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
All the people there began to chant, Hari! Hari! Mahaprabhu dancing and chanting. They were all struck with wonder. They all said, such transcendental love is never an ordinary thing. The people said, simply by seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone is maddened with love for Krishna. Indeed, everyone is laughing and crying and dancing and chanting as they take the holy name of Krishna. Certainly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all respects is the supreme incarnation of the Lord Krishna. Now he has come to Mathura to deliver everyone. The people conclude. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the Brahman aside and sitting in a solitary place, the Lord began to question him because Mahaprabhu had seen so many people, but how many of them danced and chanted in ecstasy as he was dancing and chanting in ecstasy just by seeing him? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu questioned him in a solitary place and said, you are an elderly Brahmana. You are sincere. You are advanced in spiritual life. Where from have you gotten this transcendental opulence of ecstatic love for Krishna? And the Brahman replied, Sripad Sri Madhavendra Puri. His Holiness Srila Madhavendra Puri came to the city of Mathura while he was on tour. And while at Mathura, Sripad Madhavendra Puri visited my house. And he accepted me as his disciple. He even took lunch at my home. Calling the deity Gopal, Sri Madhavendra Puri rendered him service. And that very same deity is still being worshipped at Govardhan Hill. And as soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about Madhavendra Puri's relationship with the Brahmana, he immediately offered obeisances at his feet. The Brahmana became fearful and he fell at the Lord's feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are on the platform of my spiritual master and I am your disciple. Since you are my spiritual master, it is not befitting that you offer me obeisances. Upon hearing this, the Brahmana became afraid. He said, why do you speak like this? You are a sannyasi, and upon seeing your ecstatic love, I can just imagine that you must have some relationship with Madhavendrapuri. This is my understanding. This kind of ecstatic love can be experienced only when one has a relationship with Madhavendrapuri. Without him, even a scent of such transcendental ecstatic love is impossible. Balabhadra Bhattacharya then explained the relationship between Madhavendrapuri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was the relationship? Dear disciple Ishwarapuri, Sri Bhattacharya Ishwarapuri, was he beloved? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after hearing this, the Brahmana became very pleased. And in his pleasure, he began to dance. The Brahmana then took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. And out of his own free will, he began to serve the Lord in various ways. He asked Balabhadra Bhattacharya to cook Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lunch. And at that time, the Lord, smiling, spoke as follows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Madhavendrapuri has already taken lunch at your place. Therefore, you may cook and give me the food. That is my instruction. Whatever actions are performed by a great man, common men follow, and whatever standards he set by his exemplary acts, all the world pursues. What verse? Sayat pramanam kurute lokasthad anavartate. The Brahmana belonged to the Sanodiya Brahmana community, and a sannyasi would not accept food from such a Brahmana. Although the Brahmana belonged to that Sanodiya community, Sri Madhavendrapuri saw that he behaved like a Vaishnava and therefore accepted him as his disciple. The food he cooked was also accepted by Madhavendrapuri. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu willingly requested food from the Brahmana. And the Brahmana, feeling
proud?
No. Feeling natural humility, he began to speak as follows. It is great fortune for me to offer you food. You are the Supreme Lord. And being in a transcendental position, you are not restricted in any way. Foolish people blaspheme, but I shall not tolerate the words of such mischievous people. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, the Vedas, the Puranas, and great learned sages are not always in agreement with one another. Consequently, there are different religious principles. But it is a devotee's behavior that establishes the true purpose of religious principles. And the behavior of Madhavendrapuri Goswami is the essence of such religious principles. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, quoting from the Mahabharata, Tarka Pratishta Suryato Vrina. Dry arguments, he said, are inconclusive. A great personality whose opinion does not differ from others is not considered a great sage. Simply by studying the Vedas, which are variegated, one cannot come to the right path by which religious principles are understood. But the solid principles, the truth of religious principles, is hidden in the heart of the unadulterated, pure, self-realized person. Consequently, as the Shastra confirms, one should accept whatever progressive path the Mahajans advocate. After this discussion, the Brahmana gave lunch to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then all the people residing in Mathura came to see the Lord. People came by the hundreds. They came by the thousands. No one could count them. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the house to give them audience. And when the people assembled, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his arms and said very loudly, He didn't say it mechanically. mechanically because he had to. Rather, Mahaprabhu, always in ecstasy because he was in Mathura, raised his hands loudly in the air and said, Hariyo! And the people responded to the Lord. They became ecstatic. As if mad, they began to dance and vibrate the transcendental sound of Hari, Hari, Hari! Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in 24 ghats along the bank of the Yamuna, and the Brahmana showed him all the places of pilgrimage. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all the holy places on the banks of the Yamuna. He visited Swayambhu, Vishramghat. What happened at Vishramghat? Krishna, after killing Kamsa, bathed there, took rest there, Vishram. Durga Vishnu, Bhuteshwar, Mahavidya, and Gokarna. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to see the various forests of Vrindavan, he took the Brahmana with him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the different forests, including Maruvan, Talavan, Kamudavan, Pahulavan, and wherever he went, he took his bath with great ecstatic love. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Vrindavan, herds of grazing cows saw him pass. They immediately surrounded him, and they began to not say Hari Bol and raise their hands in the air, but they began to moo very loudly. And seeing the herds of cows approaching, the Lord was stunned with ecstatic love. The cows began to lick his body in great affection. And becoming pacified, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to caress the cows. Sometimes, Krishna loved the calves so much, he would hug them and kiss them. And Mother Yasoda would feel simultaneously great happiness and great anxiety. Mahaprabhu began to caress the cows, and the cows, being unable to give up his company, they traveled with him. It was with great difficulty that the cowherd men were able to keep the cows back. Then when the Lord chanted, all the deer heard his sweet voice, and they came to him. And when the does and bucks came and saw the Lord's face, they began to lick his body, not at all afraid of him. They walked with him along the forest paths. Bumblebees, birds like parrots and cuckoos, all began to sing loudly on the fifth note. And the peacocks began to and dance in front of the Lord. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the trees and creepers of Vrindavan became jubilant. Their twigs stood up and they began to shed tears of ecstasy in the form of honey. The trees and creepers, overloaded with fruits and flowers, fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, and they greeted him with the various presentations as if they were old friends. Thus all the moving and non-moving living entities of Vrindavan became very jubilant to see the Lord. It was as if friends were made happy by seeing another friend. And seeing their affection towards him, the Lord was moved by ecstatic love. He began to sport with them exactly as a friend sports with another friend. Thus he voluntarily came under the control of his friends. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to embrace each and every tree and creeper. And they, in return, began to offer their fruits and flowers to him as if in meditation. The Lord's body became restless. tears, trembling, and jubilation manifest on his body. And he said very loudly, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
All the moving and non-moving creatures then began to vibrate the transcendental sound of Krishna's name, Krishna Dwani Gaura, as if they were echoing the deep sounds of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord then grasped the necks of the deer and he began to cry. There was jubilation manifest in the bodies of the deer, and tears filled the eyes of the deer. And then a male and female Sukhinsari parrot appeared on the branches of a tree, and the Lord saw them and he wanted to hear them speak. Both parrots flew onto the hand of the Lord and began to chant the transcendental qualities of Krishna, and the Lord listened to them. The Sukh sang, the glorification of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beneficial for everyone in the universe. His beauty is victorious over the gopis of Vrindavan, and it subdues their patience. His pastimes astound the goddess of fortune, and his bodily strength turns Govardhan Hill into a small toy like a ball. His spotless qualities are unlimited, and his behavior satisfies everyone. Lord Krishna is attractive to everyone, and oh, may our Lord maintain the whole universe. After hearing this description of Lord Krishna from the male parrot, the female parrot, the Sari, began to recite a description of Srimati Radharani. The female parrot said, Srimati Radharani's affection, her exquisite beauty, and her good behavior, her artistic dancing and chanting, and her poetic compositions are all so attractive that they attract the mind of Krishna, who attracts the mind of everyone in the universe. Jagan Mano Mohana Chittamohini. Thereafter the male parrot said, Krishna is the enchanter of the mind of Cupid. And he began to recite another verse. My dear Sari, Sri Krishna carries a flute and enchants the heart of all women throughout the universe. He is specifically the enjoyer of beautiful gopis, and he is the enchanter of Cupid also. Let him be glorified. Then the female parrot began to speak jokingly to Sukha, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was struck with wonderful ecstatic love to hear her speak. She said, when Lord Sri Krishna is with Radharani, he is the enchanter of Cupid. Otherwise, when he is alone, he himself is enchanted by feelings, loving feelings, even though he enchants the whole universe. Both parrots then flew onto a tree branch, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to watch the dancing of the peacocks with great curiosity. And when the Lord saw the necks of the peacocks, which were what color? Blue. And who did the necks of the bluish necks of the peacocks remind him of? Immediately, remembrance of Krishna awakened, and he fell to the ground in ecstatic love. And when the brahmana saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious, he and Balabhadra Bhattacharya took care of him. They hastily sprinkled water over the Lord's body. Then they took up their cloths or his cloth, and they began to fan the Lord with his cloth. Then they began to chant the holy name of Krishna to the Lord's ear. And when the Lord regained consciousness, he began rolling on the ground. The heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not possible to understand by a conditioned soul, although Srila Rupa Goswami has revealed it. The Lord rolled on the ground, sharp thorns injured his body. So Balabhadra, Bhattacharya, took the Lord on his lap to pacify him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one mind wandered in ecstatic love for Krishna. Suddenly he jumped up and said, chant Krishna's names. And then he himself began to dance. And being ordered by the Lord, both Balabhadra Bhattacharya and the Brahmana began to chant the holy names of Krishna. Then the Lord, dancing and dancing, proceeded along the path. The Brahmana had never seen anything like this before. He was astounded to see the symptoms of ecstatic love exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He then became anxious to give the Lord protection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was absorbed in ecstatic love in Jagannath Puri. But when he passed the Lord, but when he passed along on the road to Vrindavan, he thinking that he was on the way to Vrindavan, his love increased 100 times. But now, when he was in Mathura, his love increased 1,000 times. But it increased hundreds of thousands of times when he wandered in the forest of Vrindavan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was elsewhere, the very name Vrindavan was sufficient to increase his ecstatic love. And now, when he was actually traveling in the Vrindavan forest, his mind was absorbed in great ecstatic love. Day and night, he bathed and ate, simply out of habit. Thus, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I have written a description of the ecstatic love Lord Chaitanya manifests while he walked through the 12 forests of Vrindavan. To describe it all would be impossible. Lord Anantadev writes millions of books elaborately describing the transformations of ecstatic love experienced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. And since Lord Ananta himself cannot describe even a fragment of these pastimes, I'm simply pointing out the direction. The whole world became merged in the inundation of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One can swim in that water to the extent that he has strength. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.